That's the back of your phone.
Good special effects here and shit.
Now you gotta spit your drink in the air.
I haven't even opened my beer yet, but you know what? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, SGS brings to you Dozer, Isaac, and Shane coming to you live from the Creaky Tiki Studios for this week's edition of Such Good Shoot.
I'm double fisted tonight, boys. I got the Pabst and the fucking water. So we're going hard. We're going to have fun.
I got the Yingles.
Thanks for joining us this evening. We are really, truly going to get fucked up tonight. Except for Shane. Shane's got to get his Fauci ouchie.
Yeah, I've got a remarkable half beer. I'll tell you what I got a fucking full one of. Give me 1 second.
Wade. Dude,
well, while he does this, let's go. Da-na-na, na-na-na.
Have you watched Babe Lucia?
Oh, dude, absolutely not. And since my brother Dennis decided to watch it, it just makes me want to watch it even less, to be honest. So,
well, I feel like this segment's already gone on. Let's get on to the good shit. Let's get on to shit so I can light my blunt.
As of 1 hour ago, the Iron tweeted, "If you say feel the vibe, go fuck yourself forever." Well, not a fan of
now here's the deal. Do you have to go fuck yourself forever because you read that tweet out loud and that sentence is included within? See, I'm not saying
I'm spreading the good word.
Okay, cool.
That worked.
23 hours ago, hashtag Pfizer, don't fuck with me, with this picture that says Pfizer, don't fuck around Bubba, otherwise I break your fucking... Apparently, the Iron Sheik got a vaccine. He's not happy. Outcome.
God damn. That's what was going on. You know, I feel before we get into the main event tonight, there's some controversy going around. Some controversy that apparently...
You've been watching too much Top Gear.
Yes. That...
It's an all aluminum chassis.
Yes, yes. That apparently people are pissed off that... Chris Jericho hit a crash pad when he fell through the stage last night.
Okay, here's the thing. I've heard a couple of people like pissed off about that, but I feel like it's more of an issue with how they fucking presented it than with the fact that they had a crash pad. I mean, it literally, like, I didn't watch any of the match because I just had given up on him, but like, it looked like he, like, so they printed out pictures of galvanized metal and put them on pizza boxes and put it on a crash pad. And for a company that is supposed to have actual, like I feel like you could do better than that. Like, and I think the way they film it, like, you know, when WWE did those angles where like they obvious crash pads, they didn't just show him hitting a crash pad.
They didn't show him hitting a crash pad. And when they showed the carnage afterwards, everything was black. So it wasn't as obvious. When you had that fake diamond plate contrasting with the very obvious black crash pad.
It just looked bad. It was poor execution. But yeah. Shane, I'm curious because I haven't talked to you about this at all. I haven't heard your opinion.
I mean, I haven't watched it and I haven't seen it because I'm planning on just watching the match tomorrow. Okay.
So we can't show you that little clip of off right now. We can't pull that up and shit.
Did I just spoil shit? Oh shit!
No, well, I mean... no. I couldn't avoid who. It doesn't. I just want to watch the show. I mean, we can show it. I guess. I mean, I don't really care. Again, I know it happened. Like, it wasn't like this was spoiler to me. But just real quick, I'll give my what I think's gonna happen. And I think what happened is the thing that happens with AEW all the time is they put something really, really good together, and, you know, something that feels new and fresh comparative to other wrestling on television, but then they just find a way to royally fuck it up in like something that in a way that like WWE wouldn't, but like I'm growing to like have more appreciation for like the little things that WWE constantly does well. Hello, yes. Nathaniel Turner.
Yes. And I agree with you on that because like it comes down to the production angle, and I know we talk a lot of shit, but like when it comes down to it, like when it comes down to actual production value of the show, like WWE shows look Well, clean. I mean, they look like professional broadcasters.
Absolutely. And let's not forget, like, half the point of NXT is not just to train the wrestlers. It's to train new cameramen, new soundboard operators. It's literally training an entire production staff in the style of wrestling. Outside of WWE, there's not a lot of camera operators familiar with filming big-budget pro wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, in the bottom line is that we're still watching, like, a company that is literally only a year and a half or whatever into, like, making weekly television. You know what I mean? And, like, I'm not making excuses, but, like, the AEW hype is so big right now, but, like, I think a lot of people forget that they are a company that is less than 2 years, you know what I mean, going. And it shows, is what I'm trying to get. You know what I mean? They're making these fuck-ups on such a big scale that, it's hard to look past.
And I think this is one of those times where it's, and maybe, you know, like, I don't know who said, I'm sure Cornette has said something, but I think this is just one of those times where it's like with Vince Russo, you have somebody like Vince McMahon above you, right, who's able to like say like no or yes or like add the tweaks that are need to make it. And I feel like there's nobody, I mean, it feels like it's just a like, hey, let's come up with this idea, like, because this sounds and like really badass on paper, and then like it'd be great in a video game, it'd be great in like a movie, but like when you try and do it in that live setting without the production value a company like WWE brings to the table, it's very easy to fuck it all up. And you know, it could have been, you know, something as simple as painting the shit differently, having it be wood instead of fucking paper or whatever, and just filming from a different angle, you know. Yeah. And also, can we, I mean, Shane, you haven't seen it, but goddamn, dude, the push off the fucking cage was as bad as the bump.
I just play it, man. You're,
I don't have it. I didn't queue it up.
Oh, okay. Well, then let's not show it and let's not ruin it for our friend Wade, who also has something. So,
but
yeah, we won't do that. But anyway, we're done bitching about that. I think maybe we'll save that for a different segment. Maybe we'll do a bonus segment. Get off my lawn. Get off my lawn. No, seriously, we're talking about this.
Do we have get off my lawn or SGS yells at a cloud?
Oh, it's definitely Isaac and Dozer yell at a cloud, and then I'll yell at a separate cloud, just a little bit away.
Like, yeah, you know, yell at whatever getting old's all about.
Yeah, but I think that means it is time for tonight's main event. Yeah,
of the evening.
Can we take one moment? Can we take one moment? We didn't get to do this last. We were kind of in a time crunch with Vince Russo.
And, very important. Hold on.
Yeah, I want to take a moment, and nobody outside of us,
the three of us, really know.
Really know this guy. One of the guys who was in the group that we met each other in, James Glenn, passed a little over a week and a half ago to cancer. He's one of those people that no matter what, never was afraid to speak his mind and give you his opinion. But he was also like, you know, and like whether or not you wanted to hear it, whether or not you needed to hear it, whether or not it was like you agreed, he was always the first, you know, he's always there to give an honest opinion. If you needed to hear the truth from somebody, what their honest opinion was, he was always there. You never forget anybody's birthday. He was like one of the most generous people. Really, really. I know that he.
Fuck cancer.
Absolutely.
Sorry, didn't mean to bring us down.
After we brought it all down, I'll bring it back up. I'm not screaming it again because I do have a sleeping child somewhere in this house.
You know what? I'm living all alone. I'll give it a... And this is your main event!
There's even a little echo in there. That was damn good.
As the boys dive in and review NXT Arrival!
So this is technically part of our takeover time machine because we want to take a moment to just sit here and say, fuck you, Peacock.
Yes.
Every takeover is there except goddamn our Evolution, which is the next one we're supposed to be reviewing. Ain't fucking here. Colin Wright, I know you just reviewed this show. Have you seen our Evolution? Is there anything on there that would keep Peacock from putting this shit up there? What the fuck? I just want to watch our Evolution. God damn it.
Yeah, yo, whoever's like a fan of the show or like a friend of ours, if you're watching this, please, for the love of God, just go bitch NBC Entertainment out on Twitter. Like,
yeah, this is like, it's so ridiculous. It's such a stupid thing. But yeah, so basically,
on there twice.
Yeah, there's two different.
If you, here's the bottom line: is that if you want to watch us talk about, you know, Sami Zayn winning the NXT title and Kevin Owens, you know, doing the debut and like best heel run WWE had in like 10 years at that point. You know, you should help us, please. I want to watch that.
It's a great match, the whole paper. At the same time though, I am kind of grateful in a way. It is kind of like karmically fitting that we're watching, because it's officially the first pay-per-view live event ever on the WWE network.
Yep.
And they took the WWE network away from us, and now we can't watch what we want to watch on Peacock, which is bullshit. But anyway, so this show is fucking so good. I'm glad we watched this instead of our Rumble, because I had a really good time watching
The first two takeovers, they were good, but they weren't they weren't takeover quality. This was takeover quality.
Yeah. Ooh. It was for me in a lot of ways, especially.
Man, I might be the odd one out here. That's weird.
I'm like, not going to lie. There are some shit matches, but there's some good shit too.
It's still a good show. Like, I'm not shitting on it by any means, but this, if you look at like all the NXTs and like you're able to like think of all the matches and you're just looking at them one-on-one, this is not even in the top 50. And I guarantee, like, all-time takeover. But
God damn, that Canadian destroyer. That was a destroyer. It was. I'm sorry. It just popped up on replay. But I don't know, dude. I mean, I think you're right in the sense of, like, because if you compare it to, like, you know, like Brooklyn or, like, things that are, like, or any of the other Brooklyns and, like, things that are to come. But it's also, like, compared to the next that we had already reviewed, like, for me, like, they put together, like, yes, there was still some bad European uppercuts. There was some bad stuff. Like, there was some bad stuff, but, like, it opened with one of the best matches, like, that an NXT pay-per-view could have.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. I was just trying to bring you down a peg, brother. Nah, I thought you were a little excited.
You're not doing it tonight, dude.
Dude, we're gonna be even here. But anyways, so the show opens up real quick with Triple H hitting a big "Are you ready?" Crowd is absolutely.
Couple laser lights, like "Won't Get Fooled Again."
Yeah, fired up. The crowd is the first thing I noticed around, and it is such a weird fucking crowd for an NXT show. There are a significant amount of people over the age of 50, which is very odd. Half of them are Mojo Rawley's family directly in front of the hard cam, all wearing the same red bubble t-shirt that they had made, like the Disney World Vacation.
When you watched fucking, when you skipped school as a kid and you're watching The Price. Fucking is like, yeah, that's my family out there. Shout out.
Yeah, woo! Yeah, exactly. And they have like these.
Oh, yeah. They're all like, we drove from Idaho to see Bob.
Yeah.
Or now, dude, it's.
And the shirt just says like Mojo Rawley, get hyped, stay hyped, and then it's just a really crap JPEG of him. Like, I was trying to figure out what the hell that shirt was the entire show, and I think finally in the main event they showed an angle that I could see, and I was so happy.
My favorite, I'm sorry, I'm going to jump ahead just a second, but my favorite moment in the whole pay-per-view is after the Mojo match, when William Regal goes, "You just saw a star being born, being made right there. You just saw a star being made." And you're like, no.
Unlike Capital Combat, where they said this shit, William Regal was dead wrong.
Man, William Regal was just really good, really good though.
He was on point, that is my biggest
takeaway from the show, is how good he was at commentary. Like this night, I mean, he was really good for his entire NXT run when he was on commentary, but he was really on fire for a show. Like, I mean, just putting everyone over insanely well, especially during this Sammy versus Cesaro match that we'll talk about right now.
Yes, no, absolutely. He was great, but he was always just so good on the mic. Always.
Yeah.
So, like, his ability to, like, you know, transfer that.
Well, and especially, like, the coolest thing is you could tell he was training them, and he had been with them for a while at this point because of how much passion he had for like, everyone that competed. Everyone, you could tell that he fucking believed in, and he was going to do his best to put them over even more. And I think that's what was really special about him.
And he wasn't even NXT.
It was fucking Jibble still.
Yeah.
Yes, it was, dude, which just doesn't make any sense at all.
And one other thing that, for context here, NXT as a show on WWE.com existed for like 3 years before they got their first real pay-per-view here with Arrival.
And Jim Ross was commenting a lot of that.
Yeah, when they were in the warehouse.
Because that was the thing, is I remember, like, Jim Ross would be on Twitter and he'd be talking about the NXT. These kids are incredible. He'd be talking about fucking Rollins and all those guys. These kids are fucking incredible. And I was like, how can I watch it? Next to impossible,
actually. WWE.com, there's going to be lag. It's going to buffer more than Pornhub. It's going to be just bad time.
Yeah,
that's why I watch on XNXX.com, the official sponsor of Jacking It with SGS.
Jacking It with SGS. But real quick, boys, here's a match I want to try and see if I can find. Boy, probably with a can of WD-40 up his ass or something.
dude, I was...
But
only film. Yes, but dude, fucking Sami Zayn and Cesaro. Is that what we're gonna talk about now, right?
I want us to watch that 2 out of 3 falls Zayn versus Cesaro match. Because
That was the match.
Yeah. I've never seen it. I would love to watch it if we find it. But anyways, let's talk about this.
We'll find it, because that match, holy...
Cesaro match.
Yeah. Oh, they started off with a bang. Oh, god damn.
Yeah, this match was so... I mean, it's one of those things where you get to see, like, how bad they dropped the ball, locking guys, Sammy, and like, granted, like, maybe they're going to do something with Cesaro, who knows, but, like, it doesn't really matter at this point. This was, what, 2014? And
it
here we are 7 years later, and they still haven't actually done what...
And the thing that's really frustrating about that right now is they were putting over Cesaro's wins at that point, like recent wins at that point, on commentary. Oh, yes, it's the president of Full Sail.
Dude, what a loser.
But at this point, he had, like, pinned Randy Orton recently. Like, they were like, he's gone toe-to-toe, you know, bell-to-bell with John Cena, you know... And then you think about it, and it's like, wow, they really could have done what they're hopefully doing now 7 years ago.
lost Isaac.
No, I'm still here. I'm still here. My camera froze, and I figured this all out a while back when it freezes. Check this out. Pretty good.
Nope, you're there. We go.
Pretty good. But I'm only one blunt and a couple drinks. We'll see what happens. But I will say that Sami Zayn and Cesaro, that shit, I mean, it started off so strong. Those guys just have a natural chemistry. Man, like, they can work.
He might be Sami Zayn's second best.
Other than Owens.
Owens is his best.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there'll never be any more. Dude, I don't know. You have to put Pac, Neville, whatever you want to call him, way up there. Like.
Yes, but Zayn and Owens, I put on, like, Rock Austin level.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm just saying, Neville deserves consideration.
Oh, for a second, I thought Karrion Kross was there. I was confused.
But the match, you know, started off so slow, grind. And I think the first time I watched it, I was a little annoyed with how slow the start was. But watching it back again, like I did last night, I loved Cesaro throwing Sami Zayn out of the ring and all the different ends just to whoop his ass everywhere. You know, got the little baby, you know, come back from Zayn, doesn't work. He tries to do a springboard, but like the leap through the middle, turnbuckle, clothesline, uppercut, just he couldn't do anything for like the first 12 minutes of his match. Like,
yeah, I mean, I don't know. See, for me, I don't mind those slow builds. I don't mind the chain wrestling. I don't mind any of that stuff to start. Like, I think
it didn't bother me at all this time.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, but that's more like the style I like. I like when they tell those long stories. And those guys had two out of three falls match. And then the one match where, like, really, like, sort of set everyone on fire. They just had a one-off match. And everyone's like, Jesus, these guys are good. And they're like, all right, let's put them in this. And they did the two out of threes falls match. And everyone's like, here. And so they're like, all right, let's do a pay-per-view. We'll start it with that. And, like, for the first match of an NXT pay-per-view, for the first live event ever on a WWE network, the first match for that.
First time most of these people are fucking seeing these guys.
But goddamn, what a great way to kick it off. Like, I think that, like, it really did set the
tone.
Set the tone in a way that, you know, just, it's one of those things. It's like, if you start something on it and you have your fucking game, like, at 10, and you're like, all right, top that. And then you have to go out and try and top that. And there's a long stretch of time. And sometimes it still feels like that, not as much as there and then, where everyone, like, it felt like kind of not only put on a better pay-per-view than the main roster, because that was definitely a factor.
And they do that anyways, still, without trying.
Yeah, but at that point, like, that was like, you want to, and they also wanted to put on a better prior pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And you could tell.
I think we'll get that feeling back though when crowd come back, and I think we'll get right back to it, because the crowd will be able to influence decisions. You know what I mean? Despite, and they're not just judging it based off what people say on what people say on Twitter. You know what I mean? So
yes, despite what Russo. Yes, the crowd could be obnoxious, but you know what? They love you. They love that show. Let them love something.
As we talk about this match, I want to point out that this match is longer than every match on the card, but it is also longer than the next four matches put together collectively.
Yeah, how long was this? Like 26
23 minutes? 23 minutes and 3 seconds.
And it didn't feel that long, though. It just was like, it was so well paid for me.
Isaac, you said earlier that they had wrestled a couple times before this. I assure you, those two men have wrestled a lot more than that before.
No. I'm talking about just on NXT.
No, I know.
I'm talking about their NXT progression. But yes, they definitely put it.
You know, what one's Claudio and the other one would have been L. You know what I mean? But
Cesaro and Sami Zayn.
So is anybody else still waiting for a Sami Zayn gets fired spot for El Generico to come out?
I almost guarantee that there's no way he would ever let that character happen, because I think he knows that he's going to be leaving probably pretty soon, and I think he wants it to be, like, super special. You know what I mean?
Well, not only that, but, like, he doesn't want WWE to get any copyright.
Yeah, just fuck up his character.
Well, I mean, and they know, like, that he knows that even if they get any chance to the copy or ever be able to...
But...
It will.
Outside of that, I do just want to say, as a cheap plug for one of our other endeavors, which is reviewing bad theme songs, holy shit, Sami Zayn's original theme song is shit.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I do not remember it being that bad, and there is a few of these throughout the night that I was like, wait a minute, what is this?
I don't know who wrote this. It definitely wasn't Jim Johnson. It wasn't CFO Money. It sucked.
Tyler Breeze's song later in the night without the dude rapping over it, or sorry, melodically singing. Let's get back to Cesaro Zayn match.
There were some spots in this incredible, and I talked about a couple of them, but like the finish of this, the European, like the throwing fucking Sammy like 12 feet in the air, giving him the European uppercut, the fucking kick out at one, like you were saying.
Fighting spirit, brother.
Hitting him with the neutralize. And it was one of those things. What was it? I think it was fucking Vampiro was talking about it in the interview. And it's that Japanese style of booking where, like, it really did make Sammy wrong. Cesaro.
Yeah. And just to bring William Regal back up real fast, towards the end of this match, Tom and Byron are just gushing over Cesaro. And he's so good. And William Regal is fired the fuck up. And he, you know, Sami Zayn, you know, is the real hero of this match. Have you seen the heart? Have you seen what he's gone through just for respect? And then he goes, I think he's really stupid. I don't think this is worth it. Boy, is he stupid. And then Byron goes, well, you know, he has all that heart. And then it's like, you know, William Regal just won over the commentary team. How does he not win you over for Sami Zayn in that moment?
And I think at the end of that, he had a moment that got me, that stuck out. And he was talking about, like, trying to, like, I think he was just summing up the story of this, of the match itself, which Sami Zayn is trying to prove something to Adrian Neville, and he has proved something. And like that moment where he's like, because he had been talking shit like early, right? And then by the end, like,
yeah.
And so it's one of those things that fuck yeah, like, damn.
Yeah, and it just highlights something that NXT does, and they did it a lot at this point in time. Not as much anymore, but they just let like the wrestlers have normal human being values and don't treat them like robots that can only focus on one thing at a time. And the finish of this match and then the finish of the Paige versus Emma match showed it, because, you know, Cesaro, you know, the entire time is just stay down, whatever. He gets pissed off at Sammy, kills him, and, you know, wins, gloats a little bit, kind of stands there and goes, oh wait, shit, that's my friend, you know, like I won, but like I'm gonna go, you know, down there, you know, I respect you, hug, crowd loves it.
He gives him the moment, he gives him the ring.
Yeah, and it just made what happened even more special, even more impactful, because again, for whatever reason, WWE main roster just cannot allow people to care about more than one thing at a time. They can only care about their tag team partner. They can only care about one opponent. Like, you know, and you lose that kind of gray area. It's just, are you a heel or are you a face? It just doesn't matter anywhere else.
But
and I think that was one of the things about the Attitude Era that, like, love it or hate it, like, they gave everybody a story that get interested in, whether or not, like, cared or not. Like, they gave everybody a legitimate story. There was no one that was just like, hey, we're just gonna have this and to it. But like, they really did, like, have storyline. Feels like a lot of time. Fuck me, we got 3 hours to fucking 2 more hours.
God, yeah.
And I guess, you know, that Vince was saying that kind of, they don't give a shit about the product. They care about filling up
ad revenue. Yeah.
But yeah, the finish was right. Cesaro is wrong. It's great spots. There's a couple of move out through that caught him. Like, it's just like they both. Are you tanning in there? Are you all right, dude? You got the power of the sun going.
I'm getting that Stephanie tan going right now.
Oh,
got to go to Planet Fitness for that shit.
Right.
Robert, I hope you don't watch with Stephanie.
But this match, especially start out, be the first thing to ever go on the live of, it was damn near.
Jane, what do you got for us?
Okay. A completely biased answer, but I don't think it's really a wrong answer either. And that's the fact that this is a 5-star match. Just the storytelling in it is, especially for the time period in WWE, was incredible. Like, the buildup had been good, in-ring action was good. You know, there wasn't any bullshit, you know, with selling or non-selling. You don't even have to, you know, freak out about that. It was just as good as could be.
And they played off a couple of cool spots, like the diving through the turnbuckle on the corner, which he had done in the previous
long-term booking.
And he got the uppercut and he scouted it. You know what? I like that.
Yeah,
what do you guys,
I mean,
I'm going to give it 4 3/4. It doesn't quite reach 5 for me.
You're going to split the difference.
Yes, but now I think the most important question. What was the
Meltzer said it was 5.
No, it's WWE.
4.25.
Holy shit, Shane nailed it.
Wow. Up here, baby, me and Meltzer.
4.25 is what the Meltzer rating was.
Well, I'm 4.
He's wrong.
Meltzer's wrong on a lot of shit.
And also, just like, it was the first match in NXT TakeOver history, and just that catalog, man, you gotta give the match.
It was so good. I mean, at least it, like, the first, you can say that was the, like,
that was the first TakeOver quality.
And it was like the first technically TakeOver, but at least we don't have to say it was an Adam Rich.
Oh. Nobody wants to talk about Adam Rich.
Speaking of bad, what the hell was the next match?
It was a fucking blink and you miss it with Mojo Riley fighting DJ.
It was the Mojo.
And this Mojo is Raleigh first Juice Robinson. I mean, CJ Parker.
Mojo's debut.
William Regal during Mojo's entrance is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. Because he's just, what the hell is going on? I think you got Byron in the background. Yeah, he stays hype. I stay hype. I'm Byron. Which is still his thing.
Yeah, it was very short. 4 minutes.
God, it was bad. It was
Mojo's 322
according to profightdatabase.com.
Oh, Wikipedia says 25.
Yeah, well, Wikipedia sucked.
Hey, that's not true, man. They're great. They talk about all sorts of credible
things.
Nazi bases under Antarctica.
My college professor said Wikipedia is not a primary source.
My college.
I got a tough guy here. Real quick, little known fact about Wade. Wade fucking loves Mojo Raleigh. Like, just
really,
just loves him.
Wade, if you're watching live, which you probably are, you should come in and just bust in. I want an explanation.
Your best Mojo Raleigh impersonation.
Yeah, please. Bust in with as hype as possible. Come on. Bust into the door. Don't get hype. Stay hype, okay? And tell us why you love Mojo.
He comes in like a ball of fire and breaks something. Hey. Somebody owes me some money.
You're nervous now.
Dude, I don't know what...
joking. Is this prep?
Wow.
Put in!
My God, oh my God. The real golden lover. Hello.
Oh, we'll go tequila for Prem.
Prem, do you partake in professional wrestling? Are you a professional wrestler?
He's here because I told him to be here. Or I tweeted at him for Facebooked, I guess.
Well, welcome. Yes. Welcome in. And I'm assuming Wade is probably asleep. He has not busted it.
No.
Mojo sucks.
He just responded like a civilized human. He may hate, in all honesty, he may hate Mojo more than I do. And that's really for that dynamic.
Mojo sucks.
Yeah, by the way, this match was like a 0.5. It was a match.
I'm going to give it the 0.5 just because I really do Parker. And for like the guy who's a jobber for NXT, like you put on really good, man. He was given an opportunity.
The jobber for NXT, the main eventer anywhere else he goes.
Well, yeah, and you gotta think about.
He just had a shit gimmick.
You know, some of the guys that. Yeah.
Wade
has opened the door.
And he's coming like a wrecking ball.
Real quick.
Yes.
Yes. Mojo sucks. I hate him.
I love you, Wade. Yes.
They're hyped.
Yes.
If you are watching,
you stay hyped.
Yes, I got hyped. Oh,
well, shit. I don't have enough in any one bottle to make a full shot for that.
I'm finishing my drink for that one.
We're mixing a little bit of tequila and a little bit of whiskey and going for this.
Wow. This.
Wow.
How long have you been live for?
And because I want to see Isaac drunk off his ass tonight, I'm giving it a 0.5, which makes that a three-way match.
Oh, shit, I'm drinking again, baby.
Oh, God.
Now, I do want to say, regrettably, we all thought less of this match than Dave Meltzer.
No.
What did he give it, a 1?
He gave it a full star. It got a star.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I'm sorry, that man his eyesight is going.
I mean,
a little senile.
If you buy into the Mojo hype at this point, and we don't know the full brevity of just how bad he was, like he could have still been really green and like maybe turned into something. You know what I mean? So I guess if you buy into the hype, it did what it needed to, but with hindsight, what a disaster.
Yeah. He hosted WrestleMania.
No, he was just friends with Gronk.
His friend,
yeah, friend. So what's the next match, Dozer?
Oh, the next match.
Ascension.
That is the Ascension taking on Too Cool.
Wait, and this was like an open challenge for the tag team. And they're like, who's going to accept the open challenge? And out comes.
Yeah, here's the thing. You just know that is the only team they could get from the Attitude Era. You know what I mean? Like, because neither of them were even wrestling still. They were both, like, you know, a couple years at the very least out of wrestling regularly.
Yo, Brandon right here is Australian.
Are you Australian, Brandon? Because he is a proper guy. But here's the thing is with the Ascension and, like, dude, too cool, like, Grandmaster Sexton, shit, but Scotty Duhati
looked way... He's a fucking firefighter, bro.
Dude, he looked... No, but he looked way better in that match than he did any time during the Attitude. Like, physically. Yeah,
probably he was, like, in shape and not, like... on wrestling shit, man. You know what I mean? Like, he's just a firefighter now. All he does is get in shape.
At that point, he looked... I gotta get... Scotty D was great, but...
I need two things to say about this match. One, rest in peace, Brian Lawler. And two, did you know Scotty Duhati is a massive Disney fan? And if you are a massive Disney fan, you can find me on the Diz Idiots podcast every Tuesday at 9:05.
Oh my god, dude, you're doing the fucking DD Jacob, man. Wow, dude, I like it. Shout out to DJ. He's got like 45 podcasts. What do you say with that? Actually, the funny thing is Brad's one with all the podcasts.
Well,
I don't think you're allowed to make fun. I'm the only one who's allowed to make fun of Brad. Maybe Joe Vaughn a little bit.
I will say this. Brad, if you are watching, message me and I will be on Getting to Know a Junkie Now. It's been a year of doing this podcast. I will be on it.
Do it. And here's another plug for Brad is I was actually on Getting to Know a Junkie, which debuted today. I was on last night and we talked about being Jewish in Vermont, Jewish like outside of Chicago or wherever, and even now and finding Nazi shit on his neighborhood. We talk about getting arrested, do drugs. It's a really good time. So go watch the latest Getting to a Junkie round two with me. Yeah, it's a good time. I told my story about getting arrested. Absolutely.
Woot woot. Shocking. The stoner of the group gets arrested.
No, it was bullshit. I'm the only, I swear to God, this is like what I say about it. Like,
leave it for Brad.
No. He got it. But I'm like one of the only fucking white victims of Stop and Frisk City. I'm not even.
No. I am DJ Parker would have gotten stopped and frisked.
Would have, but he didn't. I did, all right? I was the one white dude in all of New York City that got stopped and frisked. And if you want to hear the story and you want to hear about all the crazy shit that happened, you got to
go. Can I just say, apparently I am not working tomorrow because now Brody is in the house.
Oh, no. And Zubaz in the house, too. Zubaz. Shout out to Zubaz.
Zubaz, please sponsor fucking sponsor us.
Sponsor us. The Ascension,
I can't afford how much I drink.
The Ascension. And cool. It was not good. It was not good.
No.
It was bad.
It was better than the previous one. And
that's
it was
not
great.
Saying much.
There was a little nostalgia tickle who was like fun during the Attitude, but not some. It was one star.
1.5.
Ooh. Ethan, what's up, brother?
What's going on,
Ethan? Love.
I'm giving it a solid 2.
Really? Okay.
I love Tool. That's my thing. And I really have a soft spot for Scotty Duhati, who is also currently a trainer at NX at the Performance Center.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, he is. Forgot
yes,
about that.
He is.
No shit.
And Norman fucking Smiley, dude.
Was he at that point? When he...
No, Norman he Smiley? Was not at this point.
No. Not Norman Smiley. No. Scotty.
I was going to say Norman.
I
Norman,
think this
Norman's
is still pre-Performance like, Center.
It's probably, you're probably right. This is still when... was it still with fucking... What's his...
it was still fucking...
Hugh Morris?
Yes.
Yes.
Which, also, I am now going to say, drum roll, the Meltzer rating is 1.25.
Ooh.
Who blew up Hugh?
Oh, it was definitely one of the female wrestlers.
I remember. Yeah. I just don't remember. Anybody know? Oh,
hold on. I'm Googling.
Yeah, Google it. So the next match after this one, so we all gave it our opinion, mm-hmm. right? Okay, so yeah. The next match was Paige and Emma. It started out with Stephanie McMahon because fucking Stephanie Triple H had to be all involved in it.
She is the standard bearer of women's wrestling. Do not fucking disrespect Stephanie McMahon.
But it's Paige versus Emma. I was watching last, what was it? I guess Saturday. Maybe it was, but I think it was Saturday.
Hold on. I need to stop you for a second because I need to say fuck you, Morris, because him and I have a goddamn kid and I don't fucking like it.
Wait a minute. This is news to me.
Yeah, what's
this news to me.
Is this news to you, Shane?
Yes.
Okay.
Hugh Morris is a goddamn golden bear. He went to fucking Kutztown, a school ain't nobody ever heard of. It's still got Amish. There are hitching posts in the parking lot. Fuck you, Morris.
Wait, did you go there?
I went to Kutztown.
Kutztown sounds Jewish, bro. Why are there Amish in a Jewish school?
Because Kutztown, baby. Ooh, Bobby.
So Kutztown, Pennsylvania is middle of Amish Pennsylvania. There's a great sign outside of Kutztown that tells you it's 20 miles to Virginville, Pennsylvania, which directly across the street from the Virginville sign is a porn shop.
Yes.
Because fucking Kutztown.
Kind of like that Giuliani's conference.
Apparently, Kutztown is up to 3 notable alumni. We got fucking Hugh Morris, because fuck him, he's an asshole. We have Andre Reed, because he's actually good. And
wait,
who's
Andre Reed?
He's an NFL guy. Just go with it.
Okay, cool. And then we have Dozer of SGS.
Well, I am nobody. Carson Kressley of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Which one was
he? Was very, very gay.
Jesus.
Whatever.
Canceled after the show.
No, come on, dude. No, I'm not saying in a bad way. I'm saying that, like, he's probably good sex.
He definitely.
I bet he's a power bottom.
Okay, now somebody talk about this goddamn match, because we have dead air and I don't like it.
So I think before we got off track, I was watching this match with Paige, and this is a good match. Emma is, like, the gimmick is William Regal dancing, doing the...
Is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my
fucking
entire life.
I was dying. I'm dying.
Because their hands, he's not even doing like the actual dance. He's got like a weird, like, industrial goth, like, flow. You know what I mean? Like,
he was dancing. He was like he's a dancer. So he couldn't dance badly. But I remember I was watching, like, okay. Okay, I'm smoking weed, Brad. I'm smoking, I think at this point I'm hitting blunt wraps, and I've got a mix. I busted into, like, I've got a collection of literally a 51. This is on the getting to know junkie, 51 different strains that I've been collecting, and I busted 4 or 5 different. Anyway, I was watching with the nurse, and I had to show the nurse, because, like, she brought out the NXT championship. Sorry, you're
hold smoking. On, Prem. I am smoking a Chateau Fuente. You sent me.
Wait a minute, for realsies?
For reals, it's from the 2015 holiday collection, and Prem sent it to me for a Secret Santa.
Oh,
okay, now that we're done that, get back to wrestling, because
yes, I was talking about scenes watching the nurse, and Paige comes out with her title, and yeah, yes, you know what's coming. I was like, hey,
Brad
nurse.
Maddox is coming.
I was like, you want to see something? And I was like, you want to see Paige with the title? And you have no idea how many loads of laundry I've had on the internet. Okay. And she was into it. She was like, damn. And I think we watched Paige the whole length of the match. But the funny thing is as we do this right now, that's what's on my, God damn it. Paige, I would really, really love it in physical ring. And I know you think I'm going to say something dirty and say something terrible about eating her asshole, which I'd love to do, but that's not what I'm getting into. I really do think that the fact that, like, her neck got this fucked up is a real same with AJ Lee. Both of those, it's such a lot.
I have a question. Do you think AJ Lee would have retired if she wasn't married to CM Punk?
No. Zero chance.
No, absolutely not.
Zero chance.
Yeah, no. No way.
Do you think she'd still be wrestling today?
Yes. I don't think she also, like, honestly, I think, like, part of her, like, rocket to moon was because of it. And not to take anything from her, because I do think AJ Lee is honestly, like, the linchpin for that transition from diva to fucking women's wrestling.
Oh, absolutely.
And without CM Punk, it doesn't matter. But
my
I think
three favorite divas that broke that mold are Lita, Ashley Massaro, and AJ Lee. Oh, she's fucking hot.
She was the rocker chick.
God rest her soul.
This was like 2000 and...
Yeah, she had Rev Theory for a theme. She was... damn good. She was the...
Where did you go, dude?
Yeah, what?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
What is happening?
Are you taking a piss again?
No, I was not taking a piss. I only do that on the junkyard.
I saw you just, like, roll back that way, and then you just stayed off. I didn't know if there was, like, something going on.
I'm just so drunk I don't feel like I should be on...
To the local police department...
Haymarket Police. Hi.
Haymarket.
Don't know. They are good people to to prep.
Let me finish. Normally,
I'm not sure I want to.
No, normally I would probably sleep, but I do genuinely love Prem. I love all the good pizza backology. I must be.
But anyways, this wrestling match.
By the way, guys, I'm smoking weed.
You want to go again? Look, now you just hurt yourself.
I got a little smoke in the eye.
Yeah, I mean, it was good, especially for the time period. I don't think there was anything especially fantastic. The fact they never pulled the trigger on Emma as champion in any capacity in WWE is a crime.
Which, if you're watching wrestling today, I forget which company she's in, because
TNA.
I've had a lot of
she's
alcohol.
TNA. What?
She is Tennille Dashwood.
I do have an autograph.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's like, her gimmicks have been like, her gimmick especially this fucking I mean, both of them were just bad. Like the babyface gimmick at least like worked, for the heel gimmick was dumb, never worked.
The hot gimmick,
and yeah, that didn't, it didn't feel, it just never
they
felt
tried
authentic.
To make her the original Eva Marie, and it didn't work.
Yes,
and it's just a shame, because honestly, fucking awesome
she still is.
She still is. She still is. In her with Paige, like, showed it. For me, it was 3.375. It really was. Partially because I thought Emma too. Like, Emma was just like, she's still under, incredibly.
You know, she got called up. She was like one of the original. Got fucked up by getting called up.
She got this over.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give this match a 2.75. I really like Paige. I really like Emma. It was a good.
Is that what I gave it?
I don't remember.
3.75 is what you gave it, Isaac.
I did. Good. Okay.
Well, shit. We agree. Deserves,
no. You were off by one. No. But whatever. Close enough.
Shane, just give it something different. If I drink another shot, I'm going down.
He gives three.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And that brings to. So I was all excited. I was excited for real. Prem, God damn,
we love you, Prem.
You don't understand how badly I want to get down to whatever. I mean, just to chill with you guys, because it's been so long.
Isaac,
I just have never had the opportunity.
You know, you have a place to stay.
I do. I'm gonna just show up. I'm gonna just fall asleep. Like what's his name on one of the chairs? Just fucking pass out.
Like Rudy. Rudy passed out in the fucking chair.
No, who's on the Bic lighter? Who's on the lighter?
Nobody's on
Tom,
the lighter.
Tom Hoskins, is that the name?
Tom? Does
nobody's on the lighter. The lighter is just Dozer says light
a
stick.
I have somebody asleep in a goddamn. I think it's someone.
You need to show us this lighter. That might be Tom Clark. He passed out on a lighter on a chair.
Who passes out on the chairs all the time? It's about, we are getting it off the rim. Tyler Breeze, Xavier, somebody call my mama.
Hold on, we haven't given the Emma Page match their Meltzer.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot we were doing that.
No. The Meltzer rating is 2.75.
Fair.
Wait a minute. Hold on one second. Dozer, what'd you give it?
2.75, the same rating.
Is that a
thank
good
you, Shane,
thing?
For not being drunk.
Is that a good? No, I knew. See, this time I knew, but I'm trying to decipher whether or not it's a good thing or a thing to agree with Meltzer. Anyway, Tyler Breeze and Xavier.
Which literally, Xavier Woods came out to somebody call your mama.
I know, Prem, I know Dozer has his own lighter, but there's a Tobacology Bic lighter with somebody passed out in a chair.
It's
a Bic.
Okay.
I found it the other day. I was like, holy shit, Brett sent it. Anyway, so Tyler Breeze, Xavier, ended in no contest in like 30 seconds because fuck it. Alexander, yes. The fuck out of him.
I don't even think this should rate it. It wasn't a match. It didn't occur.
It wasn't. It was dog shit. It was stupid. But it got some over. And the thing that I think I was going to say before I got all distracted was that I was really excited about seeing like an earlier Tyler Breeze match, because I remember talking on, I think it was, maybe it was the episode we did with the Junkyard where we talked about the pre-match with Breezango, and I was talking about how much I really loved. And so I was excited to be able to talk about, like, hey, here's one of those examples of Tyler Breeze putting on an awesome fucking match. And
there
I was like,
no,
oh, not this. So And he was, did Meltzer give it a rating?
There is no rating. He rated it as no content.
Yeah. And that brings
the main event.
The main event. Is Neville versus Bo Dallas. Before Bo Dallas
match.
Has his Bo Lee.
Oh, God. Bo Dallas is such a talent.
I don't know. Like, I don't know how that gimmick would ever have worked in arenas, though. Like, it was so special because of the little tiny NXT
not at all.
Crowd that came every week. That gimmick was destined to fail in a touring setting. It wouldn't have lasted today in NXT. You know what I mean?
The original Bo Dallas or the
Bo Dallas and CJ Parker.
No,
even the original Bo Dallas, that shit was never gonna work on the main roster.
No, totally. And here's the thing though, but god damn
he's an excellent hoss. Like
that
dude
match,
was
honestly,
smacking
that
Neville
match
around.
Was fucking like if bookends on this pay-per-view, like honestly, were some of like the better stuff we've been able, like obviously really like Neville and fucking Dallas. It's another one of those like, yeah, you shit. He was the champion fucking ever.
Yeah, and he
came out
off Rollins.
Oh, you're so if you go to Tobacology in either Haymarket
or Manassas,
you pass out, you may end up on a beef Tobacology. Shout out to those guys. Mention SGS when you go in and you check out, and you
and
might
we absolutely
get kicked out.
Will not get a cut of that merch, that revenue.
Yeah, but there's no revenue. You might just get kicked out, so just be careful. but goddamn, Neville completely.
Oh
like,
god,
yeah,
I
like
love
how
Neville.
How they dropped the ball on him. How they dropped the ball on Bo Dallas. Like,
shitty gimmicks. That's how they dropped the ball.
Well,
like
Enzo
Neville's
killed.
Not a superhero. Oh. He's a bastard. Like they
god,
have this
wait,
weird
wait,
thing
wait.
Where.
Did you say Enzo?
No, I said Neville. Fuck
no,
you.
I said
Neville. I'm drunk,
said
but
Enzo?
I may have said Neville. No, I said Neville.
Nobody said Enzo.
I said Enzo.
What'd you say Enzo about?
Oh, I just said Enzo killed me.
Okay,
was,
okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I just heard Enzo, no. And I was like, wait a minute. Did you just call him Enzo? Because if you did, I'm making him. Now
no.
I drink for fucking up.
No, but they have this thing where they can't make cruiserweights good heels.
They can't do them all.
They make Neville a fucking superhero.
No, Neville was a really good heel though. When he came back and
but he wasn't a bastard, a superhero.
He
was the man who gravity forgot.
Was he super natural? Let's drink it.
You do realize I'm too drunk to.
Well, let's finish. I love it, and I bookend it with a 4.5 because I did the first match.
Nope.
So for me, 4.5, and it was a great bookend. The first, not only the first thing to be on the net, the first in line.
Good match. Not as good as Isaac said, I don't think. But I never won. New champion. You know, new spotlight on the show makes sense. Cool action. A lot of dangerous spots. The red arrow on the ladder was cool. Bo Dallas on the ladder. Pretty cool. Good stuff. I'd go watch it. 3.75.
Wow. Well, I was destined to give it a 3.5. I'm not a big fan of ladder matches. That's all it comes out to. Whether they're great spots or not, I'm just not a fan of them. And I think that comes from too many times of playing them in SmackDown vs. Raw, and I hate them. Every time they come up, I go, fuck a ladder match. I hate ladder matches. That's just me, but 3.5. And the Meltzer rating on this match is way more than I gave it, and it was, well, not way more, 3.25.
It was less?
It was more than I gave it, but less than everyone else gave it, I think.
I think
somebody correct me in the comments.
I think you gave it 3.75, but you're drinking.
This is
SGS off the rails.
We're showing the junkyard how to truly go off the rails, and that is ample amounts of alcohol. I have two dead soldiers in front of me.
I've been drinking heavily, so I'm trying my best. What do we give the whole paper?
I don't know how I give it this way. It's a 5. It fucking nailed it. What its intent was, which was as the first paper on the network, the first thing people saw on WWE's sole platform, it nailed it, introduced people to NXT. It was perfect. It was a 5. I loved it.
That was a very inspiring answer.
Yeah, I'm like, should I change? I give it a 4. I give it a solid 4 for the same reason. There were things that just missed for me, but on a whole, like start to finish, like, yeah, like the middle was like had its weak points, but again, the first thing that WWE puts on the network to test this whole new platform out and to get people like watching and stuff, like, goddamn, dude.
Considering
everything else that has been coming before that, pay-per-view wise, etc., from WWE, every other product they put out, like, this is a breath of fresh air. It definitely deserves it.
I believe the next live event on the network was WrestleMania.
It was, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know if they stuck a fast lane in there, but I think it was WrestleMania.
No, definitely.
They tested it out with this.
Which, there were issues, but damn, they...
Shane?
I give this show a 3.5. If it weren't for all of the reasons you guys mentioned, I would probably rate it slightly lower than that. But it did what it needed to do, and it set the groundwork for the greatness that was to come.
Absolutely. This is the first takeover, quality takeover, which, you know, it's the first takeover.
Takeover is a takeover.
Absolutely. And on that bombshell, Isaac, send us out.
Well, on that bombshell, I've been Isaac. That's been Dozer. We've been drunk with Dozer tonight. We've been mustached with Shane, and we've been Jewish with Isaac. Thank you so much for joining us on Such Good Shoot, powered by Pro Wrestling Junkie. Check out everything they have to offer, from card breaks to live meet and greets. And go down here on all the links. Such Good Shoot on Facebook. Buy our t-shirts on the Pro Wrestling Junkies website thing. Store.
ProWrestlingTees.com.
/ProWrestlingJunkies/ Pro Wrestling Junkies. And then check out all the other awesome podcasts that are on the Pro Wrestling Junkies network, such as Such Good Shoot. There's Such Good Shoot. No, there's The Junkyard. There's What Do You Say with DDJ. There's Getting to Know a Junkie. There's Brad and Steven Talk Wrestling. So get out there, check all those out. And thank you so much for joining us, Such.
Oh.